Dear sisters and brothers in Christ, our Lenten journey has taken an unexpected turn with the worldwide outbreak of the coronavirus. As a family of faith united with Christ, we need to do everything that we can to impede the spread of this illness and to protect the most vulnerable among us, especially the elderly and those with compromised immune systems. As the Archbishop of Philadelphia, my first priority is to ensure the health and welfare of those entrusted to the pastoral and temporal care of our church. So in light of the developing coronavirus pandemic, a decision has been made to suspend the public celebration of all masses in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia for the time being. This directive is in response to the advice of government and medical officials regarding the size of public gatherings. All of us need to do our part to slow the spread of this illness. Like you, we are monitoring coronavirus developments and look forward to continuing our lives on a more normal basis. While things may look and feel different during these uncertain times, I want to be very clear that the Catholic Church in Philadelphia is not closing down. It is not disappearing, and it will not abandon you. Time and again, our history has proven it has risen to meet great challenges and provide a beacon of hope and light. As your shepherd, I promise that the church remains steadfast and is prepared to walk with you and serve you. Neither the church nor its charitable works will stop. Recently, the Archdiocese began streaming the 11 a.m. Mass from the Cathedral Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul. We'll keep doing that each week and making it available on our website. I've asked parishes with these capabilities to do the same and to do everything within their power to make the sacraments available. Pastors will determine the best course of action within their parish communities while abiding by the directives from governmental agencies. God is always by our side. He never abandons us. I invite you to join me in prayerful solidarity during this uncertain time. I remind you to keep your eyes fixed on the outstretched arms of Christ the Crucified and Christ the Merciful, and to encounter others with charity and understanding. Let us pray for the sick, suffering, and their caregivers, as well as for government and health officials. With God's grace and blessing, we will navigate the difficult waters of this challenge as a united human family. For after all is said and done, we are people of hope.